Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Khadija. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay, my name is Willie Ross, and I had called in to do my claims this morning, and they told me that my employer already have submitted a claim or something.
Are you currently employed?
No.
May I have your social security number, please?
424-889093.
Thank you. And can you verify your name and your date of birth?
Willie Rawls, 8/25/1960.
Thank you. Can you also verify your mother's maiden name?
Lily Rawls.
Thank you. Just give me one moment. I'm just going to take a look over your information.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is reopen your claim, and I'm just going to ask you a few questions. And then once I reopen your claim, I can assist you with filing your weekly certification for last week.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Disabled, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your driver's license number?
4011969.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Benefit card. I already got one.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
136 Pernell Road, Camden, Alabama, 36726.
Okay. That was 136 Pernell Road, Camden, Alabama, 36726?
Yes.
Is your physical address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's your telephone number?
334-682-9422.
Okay, I have 334-682-9422.
Yes.
Do you have an email address?
Yes. It's warawlssr@gmail.com.
Okay, that was
warawlssr@gmail.com.
Okay. I have warawlssr@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 22 East Hague Street, 5012A Autumn Leaf Lane, 5401 Cottage Hill Road, 71 Ann Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
71 Ann Drive.
Question 2, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Atlanta Warehouse, Downtown Creations, Nancy's Gifts and Children's Wear, Titanium Products, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Question 3, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Auburn University, Joe Marr, Kid Med of Monroe, West Monroe, Synapse, or none of the above?
Auburn University.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked?
I think it was September 26th.
Okay. If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Truck driver.
Are you searching for work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what was the name of your employer?
Asimpa.
That's Asimpa LLC.
Yes.
Okay. And what's their telephone number?
Let me see if I got that in here.
Okay.
All right, just hold on. Let me.
Okay.
This is it's 256-201-0420.
Okay, that was 256-201-0420.
Yes.
Okay, when was your start date?
I started in August the 26th of 2020, I think.
August 26th of 2020.
Yes.
Okay. And your last day working was September 26th of 2020.
Oh no, it must be August the 26th of 2019, and the last date was September 26th of 2020.
Okay. So your start date was August 26th of 2019.
Yes.
And your last day working was September 26th of 2020.
Yes.
What was the city and state that your work was performed in?
The city was Camden. Camden. It was
okay.
It was a Pine Hill. I don't know if y'all know it. It was a mill in Pine Hill.
Okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay, yes or no?
No.
Holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your last employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
It was because of COVID. And then he didn't have anything for me to do anymore.
Okay. Now, do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No. Could it be less than 10%?
No.
Okay, 10% of 270. How much? 275. How much would that be?
They will take out $27, so it will be $248.
Should I change that later if I want, if I wish?
Yes.
Or could I accept that later if I wish?
You can make changes. You can call in to have taxes taken out or change it however you want to.
Okay, but it can't be less than 10%.
Correct.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want it taken out at this time.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you a PIN number. This PIN number will be used to check the status of your claim.
Okay.
Your PIN number is 9360.
Okay, but whatever. So the claim that I already got and the card that I already got, it ain't going to make any difference anymore?
Yes, you still have the same claim. I had to reopen your claim so that you can file your weekly certifications on your own.
Okay. And is this going to affect my money that I usually get on Wednesdays?
No, sir.
Okay.
Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provide additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Tell me this. If will this COVID money, will it still be sent to me whether I get this claim from the employee or not?
Yes.
Okay, I got
you. Okay, right. So I have reopened your claim. So what I will have to do is file your weekly certification for last week. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Okay. Okay, so you will file your weekly certification this upcoming Sunday.
Okay, next Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Okay, so you already done filed it for me this Sunday. what I
yes.
You already did. Okay. All right. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.